Hey there, folks. My name is Ian Levinstein, and welcome to episode 127 of Comic Timing. Might be 127 part one, might not be. We'll see how this rolls here. But either way, we are talking DC New on this episode. And Comic Timing Virgin, although he's been on episodes in person a couple times, Mr. Dave Ryan joining us for this. What's up, man?
Yo.
How goes that?
Not too shabby, yourself?
Can't talk about that.
I can't talk about that.
Well, you're already loosening your belt for tomorrow, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. It takes days of preparation.
Nice. And a man who gets to enjoy Thanksgiving in France, Mr. Brent Cassina.
Thanksgiving? What's Thanksgiving?
Oh.
I gotta go to work.
Oh. Yeah, that's it. That's because the French don't give thanks for anything.
Surrender monkeys.
Don't say that too loud. They'll hear you.
Oh, I got the door locked. It's good.
All right. That's good. So we're going to do a nice round the world discussion here of the whole DC New. I've read most of the second issues at this point. I still have a couple that I haven't gotten to yet, but I have a basic idea of what I'm going to be keeping and what I'm not going to be keeping over the next couple of months. So we'll talk about some of your favorites first, and then you can talk about some of the failures, and maybe we'll even go by brand if we have time for that. But we'll start with you, Dave. First up, what have been some of your big surprises out of the DC New? What's been your best so far?
I did collect a few of them. Oops.
And those were all of them falling to the ground.
Yeah, that was my liver falling out of my ass right now.
All right, that's fine.
I think Batwoman was great.
Mm-hmm. Art on that is fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
All-Star Western was good. I liked it a lot. The guy's artwork is a little different. It reminds me of Jeff Darrow a little bit.
Okay.
And you can always count on Jimmy and Justin for a good story.
Oh, sure, yeah, especially if Jonah Hex is involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm trying to think what the hell else. Hold on, let me go grab my number ones.
All right, cool. Well, while you do that, I'll ask Brent what his standouts have been so far.
I mean, the usual surprises, or not surprises, the usual expectations. Green Lantern's been amazing. Mm-hmm. Action Comics. The Bat title that I'm really enjoying, I think, as well as everyone, is Batman with Greg Capullo.
Oh, yeah.
You know, big surprise that, you know, his style is so changed from when I was reading at Spawn a couple of years ago when I was reading the collections and stuff, but it's truly outstanding and, you know, big surprise. Also, I'm really enjoying Batwing. I don't know about anyone else.
I skipped it, actually.
Do yourself a favor, and if you have know anybody that grabbed that has 2 and 3,
uh-huh,
pick them up.
Okay.
I did get number one of that. It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Blue Beetle, I think, is picking up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm enjoying it as, you know, almost as much as the last series.
Don't really like Cat the idea Woman. Of Paco being a gangbanger, though. That's going to take a little while.
It's going to take a little while. I think, yeah, Catwoman is the biggest standout for me of stuff that I didn't think I would like and that I've never read before.
And one of the ones that is causing the most, I wouldn't quite say controversy, but the most, I guess, diversity in opinion.
Mm-hmm. And going along with that, I'm really enjoying Red Hood and the Outlaws. I think it's a lot of fun. I don't really look at it as anything other than that, and I think that's a lot of people's problem.
Okay. Yeah, see, I haven't read two of Red Hood and the Outlaws yet. Issue one didn't really hit me the way that I wanted it to. But if two swings me over, I might very well have to track down the issue that I didn't order from last month, which was, I guess that would be issue 3, or 4, or whatever it was. Because I think I ordered the first 3 issues and then didn't order issue 4 because I didn't like 1 too much, but we'll see about that. My standouts so far have been Action Comics, without a doubt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
With the high waters and the boobs and everything?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Yeah, because I'm not that big a fan of traditional Superman. You know, he just sort of comes off as an everyman to me way too much. Like, you know, I can do anything I want, and I like a Superman that's a little less powered and a little bit more down to earth. And this is that sort of Superman for me, so I'm liking that a lot. I'm probably one of the few people that would say that that Green Lantern New Guardians is at the top of the stack, but it is. because it's a Kyle Rayner comic, and I've been wanting a Kyle Rayner comic for the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. That's just straight up Kyle Rayner, and that's basically what this is so far. So I'm really liking that. Animal Man. Animal Man has been fantastic. I had no expectations for Animal Man going into this because I've read the first volume of Grant Morrison's Animal Man. I have volume 2, but I haven't gotten into it yet. And Jeff Lemire's Animal Man it has shades of Morrison and definitely has his own style as well. The art is fantastic. I love what they're doing with the art style with Animal Man, and the story has really grabbed me so far. And definitely Batman, that's a given, and probably the biggest surprise, because I fully expected to drop it, Manipul's Flash.
Yes, that's very good.
Yeah.
Surprising that they write so well for me.
I know. Yeah. I mean, coming from an artist and a colorist who had never really had too much writing credits before this, they're banging out a book. And it makes me wonder, just like I was talking about going into this, just how much of Geoff Johns' Flash run was actually written by Manipul, like, behind the scenes. Just how much input he had, because this feels like the spiritual successor to Johns' Flash run, and I'm really liking that a lot. So those are ones off the top of my head that I can definitely say have been top of the stack so far. And then there's plenty of like middle of the stack, and there's some bunch of bottom of the stack so far. But you know, overall, I was hoping to get about 7 or 8 books coming out of this that I definitely wanted to read when they came out right away, and that's what I've been getting so far. Any like huge surprises, like any books that you like had no expectations for, other than Catwoman, that is, for you, Brent. I mean, like, did you have like preconceived notions on any books that have been shattered?
Birds of Prey, I'm kind of actually enjoying. I picked up the second issue, and you know, it was fun. I was like, wow, I'm enjoying a Birds of Prey book.
Wow, you're actually reading a Birds of Prey book.
Yeah, Supergirl, I'm picking up, and I'm enjoying that. So that's 3 women-oriented books that I'm enjoying. Just putting it out there.
I just had a mini stroke.
Exactly. Because I don't usually enjoy those. Demon Knights, I'm kind of confused about. What's the other one? Yeah, your Green Lantern, Kyle Rayner one. I mean, I'm right there with you, a Kyle Rayner fan, but I wasn't feeling that so much. I'm kind of like, it doesn't, I don't know if issue 3 is like where it finally hits the ground running and we know where it's going, but yeah, Batgirl, Catwoman, and Birds of Prey were the big surprises for me.
Okay. All right. Dave, you pick up anything new out of this? Any characters that you weren't picking up ahead of before this relaunch?
I haven't picked up any DC books, and I can't even tell you how long. Mm-hmm. I did pick up a bunch of them. I just saw Justice League Online. Mm-hmm. I picked that up. I picked up Batman, which is good. OMAC, which was pretty cool. All-Star Western, Batwing, which is very good artwork. Green Arrow was okay. One of my favorites, Justice League Dark.
Okay.
That was very good.
Yeah, I picked up issue 1 of that. Don't know if I picked up anything past issue 2. But I've been hearing good things. You think I should definitely track down 3 once I get a chance to?
I was over. I did a signing at the hobby shop down here in Aberdeen, mm-hmm. in New Jersey, and I read all the books. I just sit there, and as no one comes in for a few minutes, I read all the books behind me.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good times. Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really turned on by too much that came out last of the number 2s. Mm-hmm. There's a couple things I might have picked up, but. You know, like Brent was saying, it was a little. Some of the books were confusing.
Okay, in what way?
I had the same thing with Demon Knight. I could not understand what was going on.
Okay,
you know, and I got a little lost counting all the compartments on Superman's Galfit.
About 15, last I checked.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the cover again. It's like 1,000 compartments. Why?
Yeah, it's a little complicated. I mean, when it's. So far, when it's been drawn by the right artist, it's actually been pretty decent. Like I liked how it looked in Justice League Dark. I liked how it looked at the end of Supergirl. I'm still a little torn on how it looks in Superman's own book, but that's because the art's a little weird.
Yeah, I like Jesus Marino. I think what messed everybody up is that they put Perez on the cover in the first one. Mm-hmm. And Perez is a great artist, but, I mean, more like modern-looking stuff, he – you know, come on, he doesn't do that fantastic on.
Yeah.
Like, if we had seen the Jesus Marino cover or something like that, you know, I think it'd have been a wow. And the same thing with, like, when Jim Lee does it, he does it right. I mean, so I think it just differs from artist to artist.
That's going to be a problem.
But overall, I'm digging the no red pants. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm digging it. It's about time.
I am okay with underwear not being over the pants. I am very okay with that, because that went out of style probably the minute that Superman put them on for the first time.
I'm just glad he doesn't have shoulder pads.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. Because I saw some of those early designs, and it looked like they were going to put shoulder pads on him at first.
And who redesigned Cyborg? Rob Liefeld?
It was Jim Lee, but he must have been aping Liefeld.
Can he get any bigger?
Especially in Justice League Dark. I mean, oh my God. When I saw the look of him in Justice League Dark specifically, like, he actually kind of looked like he had like three men inside of him.
Oh, that sounds like last weekend.
I don't want to know.
Speaking of a more approachable Superman.
Yeah. Oh, God. Superman, I mean, and the title itself of Superman is definitely middle of the stack for me so far. I like the supporting characters. Kind of really didn't care either way on how Clark was being portrayed. And the whole getting rid of the Daily Planet building in the first issue just really screamed way too much. I mean, I know I already listened to CGS's episode, but I do sort of agree with them on this, that it sort of screamed as, hey, we're starting over, let's tear down the Daily Planet building. Symbolism? All right, okay.
Supergirl was pretty good too.
Yeah, Supergirl was good. I don't know if it's good enough for me to really be like interested in future issues, though. That's the problem with it. What
kind of disappointed me about her is them recreating her over again. Mm-hmm. It's like, how many times could you possibly do that? It's annoying.
Well, that's one of my main issues going into all of this. I mean, Brent, we talked about this ahead of time, and I was definitely feeling it a bit on the actual issues that I was reading. Like, I mean, you know, Blue Beetle starting all over again after he's only had like 24 issues under his belt. Supergirl starting all over again after we just had the Loeb restart and everything. I mean, how well do you feel the issues that have started from square one have actually achieved that goal so far?
I'm definitely happy it took more than, you know, one issue or less than one issue for Blue Beetle to get his shit together. Mm-hmm. And get it on.
Yeah.
Supergirl, I think, started out strong. I mean, I think it's moving. They're all pretty much moving along at quite a clip. Mm-hmm. Except for Superboy, which I'm enjoying, but he's still kind of a prisoner of N-O-W-H-E-R-E, which is so fucking lame. I hate those things. They're not in acronyms, but you know what I mean.
I-U-N-D-R-S-E-A-N-D, what you're saying.
Supergirl, I'm liking. What was the other one that started over?
Firestorm, which...
Firestorm is kind of a miss for me.
That is a bottom of the stack for me, and I am sad to say it.
Yeah, I breezed through that one. I couldn't even deal with it.
Well, my problem with it is, like, it actually, you could tell which parts are written by Gale and which ones are written by Ethan.
See, I don't think Ethan's really writing. I think he's the concept guy.
Well, then Gale decided to write an issue like she was writing one side from the perspective of her and the other from the perspective of Ethan, because that's what it comes off as for me. Like, the jock sounds like Ethan Van Sciver to me, and the nerd sounds like Gale. You know, they have the different, I mean, not just different sides of the high school thing going, but I can definitely see some political aspects coming in here also. And it feels like there's two competing voices trying to fight each other for victory here. And that's not what I want out of my Firestorm. Mm. You know?
Can we talk about how terrible Wonder Woman is?
You know, I don't really agree too much with that.
No, I don't agree either.
Well, why does it suck for you, man?
The story is retarded, and the artwork is terrible.
Artwork, really?
What?
Huh. Yeah, the artwork is horrendous.
Cliff Chang is a master.
Of smoking weed. I can go page by page and show you how terrible this is.
Well, it's a spoken podcast, so that's gotta be a pain in here.
When she's getting changed or putting her armor on out of the closet, mm-hmm. she's got the body of a man and her face is just drawn horribly.
She's a volleyball player. What do you want? She's
thick. Her chin. Come on. Look, don't argue with me about art.
yeah, because we'll lose.
To each his own.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, there's people out there that like Liefeld. You know, there's bound to be people that love or hate certain styles. But
Hawk and Dove. Oh. Go.
I skipped it, so I can't talk about it. But go ahead.
I read the second and third issues.
Yeah.
It does look like he was thinking it when he was driving, like he did on the video.
With his head out the window.
I have to go to Walmart. I'll just draw a half issue while I'm going on my way.
Hey, at least they're coming out on time. I mean, his name is on the book as Sherm's selling.
But he's been good at that lately.
He has. He has been very good. Yeah. Another one I'm surprised by is Finch, at least being out on time, not quality. But
well, yeah, because I've heard nothing but negatives about the issue itself. But that's
it's just not interesting.
Yeah.
Also, has everyone at Image left and gone to DC?
I think so.
At this point, Silvestri and what's his face? I always forget his name.
The Larson.
Yeah, well, Larson's still an Image, but the other one, the one that drew Batman Confidential for a while. I can't think.
Portacio.
Portacio, thank you. Portacio and Silvestri are still over at Marvel, doing their stuff, and they're doing the Top Cow and all that stuff. But everybody else seems to have migrated to DC to draw shit.
Nice.
Yeah, I liked Wonder Woman's overall story, but I'm still not like 100% sold on it. It's going to take me a little bit, but it's definitely better than JMS. I mean, that doesn't take much, but this take on Wonder Woman is light years above the whole relaunch that Judge Straczynski was rolling out.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Are you? What about JLI? Did you like that?
I did actually. I mean, well, that was our specific pick for the review corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it. I felt like it was a little bit rushed, but at the same time, there was enough going on to keep me going for issues after that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the art was great. I did like the Aaron LaPresti art a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's a great artist.
Oh no, he's fantastic. I'm actually glad to see Dan Jurgens just writing it and not drawing it, because I like his style on stuff like Booster, but for team books, haven't really been sold too much on Jurgens. So hopefully he'll stay on the writing side and not on the art side for this. But it's good enough. My only complaint would be the Guy Gardner, and this isn't the same Guy Gardner that we see in Green Lantern Corps. So I have no idea when this is taking place time wise.
Yeah, at least not yet.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll stick with it. I'll see how it goes for multiple issues. I mean, what about you?
I'm liking it. The thing I wish they had really started over was Legion.
Yeah.
That was completely inaccessible. The Legion Lost and Legion of Superheroes, both of them are just kind of like, what?
Ouch. That hurts. That hurts, man.
Yeah. And then they come out with a Secret Origin, not even 2 months into the relaunch. It's like, why didn't you just start with that?
That's a very good question, actually. I mean, if you've got what was that? Yeah, no, that is a very good question, man. I mean, like, if you're gonna do a Secret Origin, do what it takes to put that out first.
Yeah.
What the hell, two months in a Secret Origin? Could you imagine if they did that with Superman or Batman or Flash or Green Lantern?
Well, it might be better quality. I mean, I don't know.
What'd you think about GL?
Green Lantern, I'm definitely enjoying Green Lantern Corps. Feels like, being home again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested with Green Lantern, the way that he got his ring back from Sinestro.
Yeah, you mean issue 63 of Green Lantern, yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Wasn't issue one, though. That's my problem. Like, if you're going to do straight up, I mean, if you're going into this trying to get folks interested in your books from the beginning, and you start them off with exactly where it left off before the relaunch, and you're calling it number one, you're going to have a bunch of people that are just not going to know what the hell's going on. I mean,
well,
luckily...
It's kind of the same thing with the Bat books, too, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, only a little bit with the Bat books, though. Because the Bat books actually had a... Specifically with the Scott Snyder Capullo Batman number one, that started off at a point where that felt like a beginning issue for me. Like, even though, yeah, there was established backstory and whatever, you know, you saw all the characters, everyone was reintroduced, and it had enough of a I guess a growth point to feel like an issue one for me. Green Lantern did not do that. Green Lantern was issue number 63, straight up. It just continued the damn story that was going on before. I mean,
any appearances of Shazam or Captain Marvel yet or no?
No. He's going to be in, I think, what is it, Justice League 4 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think so.
Because they're doing a backup in Justice League with Shazam. I think with Gary Frank art and Jeff Johns on writing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
He was in, Justice League 1 McGuire's? It was issue 3 or 4 of that also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm also wondering, did you pick up DC Universe Presents?
I did.
Okay. What'd you think?
Don't care.
Yeah. Why are they doing why are they doing a 6-issue arc?
I don't know. He's more interesting in Hawk and Dove because he's interacting with Dove, mm-hmm. which is the best part about him in Brightest Day, so.
Yeah.
Beats me.
No, I would agree with that. I was hoping to see that I hate saying for some things I was hoping to see that continue, and then other things saying why didn't they restart it? But that's what this freaking DC universe is doing to me right now. Like, I've got so many conflicting opinions running through my head, but that in particular I was hoping for, you know, continuation. I'm glad to see that that's somewhere, even if it is a Liefeld book. Mm-hmm. But you call something DC Universe Presents, and then you have a 6-issue miniseries inside of it, basically. Like, isn't the whole point of a Presents book to introduce you to new characters? Or at least other characters that don't necessarily have a book at the time?
That's true. I picked up a few of those when I was in high school at the Big Apple. I had first appearance of Spectre, mm-hmm. the New Age Spectre, first appearance of Hawk and Dove, and Bawana Beast.
Oh, wow. Bawana Beast.
Classic. Who couldn't pass that up?
Yeah, why not? Didn't he become Freedom Beast eventually, or was that somebody else?
No, you're thinking about French fries.
Oh, sorry. Okay, all right. but yeah, no, the DC, like, if you're going to have one of those books that introduces new characters, the max you can do is 3 issues on an arc. That's all I'm saying, because, you know, I mean, if you didn't like this one issue of Presents, you're not going to pick it up for another 6 months. Which obviously you're not going to do, Brent. You're not going to pick it up for six months, right?
Challengers doesn't really interest me either.
Yeah. Wait, Challengers? Which?
Challengers of the Unknown is issue 6, I think.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. That's...
And I could give a shit less about Men of War, Mr. Terrific, or Suicide Squad.
I read Mr. Terrific. You see, that I'm torn on that a little bit. I like the character. I like the setup. It's not a book I'm going to continue. Like, it's sort of the same problem I have with Supergirl, where I liked it, but I'm not invested. That sort of thing. Like, the only thing I want to know is whether or not Karen Page is going to wind up being... Karen Starr is going to be Power Girl.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. And also, they've been hinting that this is somehow going to, you know, lead into JSA on Earth 2. So are they saying that this and that Huntress miniseries are on Earth 2? Is that what they're trying to poke at us, or what?
The Huntress miniseries is on Earth 2?
They've been making subtle hints at that. Like, by the time we're done with Huntress, we'll know something about this Earth 2.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that means exactly. So,
did you read, what's it called? Blackhawks.
Blackhawks? I skimmed it. That's about all the interest I could have in it.
Yeah, I didn't even pick that up to read it for free when I was sitting behind it. Just not interested in that.
Yeah. I Vampire, the art totally turned me off. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Didn't like it.
Okay. Voodoo? Pick up
and
Voodoo?
And I couldn't tell what was going on. I did pick up Voodoo. They gave me a boner.
Really?
Won't lie.
Wow. That's hot.
It was pretty hot. I was like, wow, this is the first.
I'm going to disagree that his boner's high.
Well,
no offense.
Well, people are saying that it's almost like a Top Cow book at DC.
I would disagree.
Okay. So what is it for you? I mean, other than the pretty art and the fact
well,
that she's
the
a porn
second
star.
Issue wasn't anything like the first one. Okay. It wasn't in a strip club. Mm-hmm. You know, she was fully dressed most of the time. So.
What the?
Yeah, I know. Disappointing, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hawkman is a waste of time.
Oh, God. Hawkman. I saw the cover for Hawkman, and I knew I was skipping it.
Yeah, the art sucks.
Who did it? Who was the art on that?
Billy Tan.
Oh, Billy Tam, yeah.
No, Philip Tan.
Philip Tan, okay. All right, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Did DC not realize that we all liked the Egyptian Hawkman and liked what Geoff Johns did with the character and didn't need all of that to go away?
He's not really... from what I read in the first issue, he's not really straying from that.
Okay.
He just gave up being Hawkman, and then the Hawkman entity said, no, I'm going to become Carnage, and now we have a new Hawkman.
What?
That's pretty much how it works.
Okay, first off, Hawkman entity.
Well, okay, the nth metal works like Carnage and Venom does, is its symbiote.
Oh.
And disappears to and from...
How long before we have Hawk clones?
Next month. Yeah, they'll start all over again with the Qatar Hall and all that shit. Here's actually one of my main issues with you know, this DC Universe relaunch and everything. Like, it feels like some of the ideas are so fresh and inventive, and some of the ideas literally feel like they crawled out of 1993. You know, like, it's the fact that, like, as opposed to actually trying to innovate, they're just retreading a little bit on some of these ideas. And mind you, it's only some, because I'm happy with a lot of what's going on. It's just there's still just those clunkers that are probably going to clunk along for another, you know, 20-some-odd issues until they're gone.
So you like Teen Titans? No?
I'm torn, man, because it's, you know, it's characters I like.
I know.
It's just...
I'm kind of liking it.
Brett Booth.
I'm kind of liking him, too. Call me crazy.
It's some of the best Brett Booth art I've seen in about 5 years,
mm-hmm.
but that's still only slightly better than some bad artist's bad day. He gets the story across, I'll say that much. I don't like Tim's wings at all. I think that's the stupidest part of the costume. Hey, I'm red. I'm.
He's a white falcon. But rather than white on his costume, he has black and black.
No, he's not.
Falcon is black and has white on his costume.
I'd actually rather his name be White Falcon than Red Robin. Yum. and it, I mean, yeah, tying it into Superboy, you know, that's cool that that Lobdell is working together his own continuity there. So that's cool. Bart Allen, that costume is busy.
Yes, very busy.
Very, very busy. Like that costume has about 7 meetings tonight. So he doesn't know when he's actually going to be able to take a bathroom break. It's just bad.
Red Lanterns,
grr, I'm a Red Lantern, roar.
Yeah, big waste of time.
Yeah. I like Core. I'll say it again. I like Green Lantern Core. I like New Guardians. I like Green Lantern. I didn't need a Red Lantern book.
I know there's 90 Lantern books. I was sitting there on the shelf behind me.
Well, I guess they know what sells, even if the movie sucked. Yeah.
Grifter and Deathstroke.
Skip them both, so I can't actually comment on them. I'll say from Grifter that I never really had an interest in the character. So, Deathstroke, I just skipped on premise alone. I just didn't need a Deathstroke title. But how were they?
Deathstroke #1 was kind of ho hum. I mean, he kills people. Mm-hmm. Grifter, number one. He didn't even put on his mask like till the end, and he doesn't even explain what it's for or where it comes from.
Okay.
But
maybe they get the plot from Smallville.
We'll just see like a flash of the mask. Like we won't even see anything else. And that, and he'll only open up his shirt to show his costume once.
He opens up a box and shows the mask.
What I really don't understand, though, is all the Tony Daniel Detective Comics hate. I think it's one of the stronger Bat books. I would say Batman Detective, then Batman and Robin, you know, and then everything else.
Because
it's my number two or three book out of all of these for me.
All right. Well, that's good. I know that opinion has actually been very torn on it. Some people love it. Some people hate it.
But yet it's getting a fourth printing. It's the only book to do that. But I don't know if that's just DC or, you know, what.
It's half DC, half the fact that it involved the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you agree or disagree? A comment was made on CGS that I do sort of agree with. You think Scott Snyder's book should be Detective and Tony Daniels should be Batman? Because it feels like the detective story is not in Detective Comics.
Yes, yes. I believe their little mix-up of the titles was kind of silly.
Yeah.
Because Batman's not doing a whole lot of detecting and detective, and he did a whole bunch in issue number three in Batman. So.
Now I'm just totally imagining him with a bat smoke detector. I am a detector. I detect things. Yeah, I'm actually thinking of picking it up in trade. I mean, I'm that way with a lot of books right now. Superboy, I skipped issue 2 and 3 because I figured I could just pick it up in trade or read it in trade at some point. Although I might, if I have a chance, pick it up at Jim Hanley's 30% off sale on Friday. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if I can get it for cheap, then that's fine. I also skipped Demon Knights for that exact reason because I like Paul Cornell, but I just didn't pick it up there because I'm not much of a medieval guy.
That's definitely a wait for the trade book or read it all at once because it there's no chapter breaks in any of those issues so far.
Yeah.
Same thing with Stormwatch. I'm having a hard time keeping up with both of those books. I like them, but it's a hard thing to read them from month to month.
Did you read Stormwatch, Dave?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. I looked through that and the artwork, it was very confusing.
I dug it. I liked it. I do agree a little bit with the comment about it being a little confusing art-wise because I feel like by issue 2 he had gotten it down a little bit more than issue 1.
Yeah, you know what? At the end, remember was it the end of issue 2 where they're getting like overrun by whatever it was there?
Yeah,
yeah. They Photoshop a lot of photographs into as textures and stuff, and I can't stand that stuff.
Yeah, I get you.
Take your time and draw it.
Yeah, it wasn't as distracting as say like a Gregoin for me, so that's why I'm good enough on it. But it is one of those art styles you either love or hate. I pretty much dug it. Like I said, issue 1 could have went a little bit smoother for me, but by issue 2 I was completely sold on both the story and the writing. So I'm in for the long haul for Stormwatch. Yeah. And what other ones were there that I'm thinking of off the top of my head here?
Captain Atom.
Captain Atom.
Yeah.
You mean Dr. Manhattan?
Yes.
Do you mean Atomica?
Yeah. I love you, Freddy. I do. You're a great guy. I just can't read it. I can't.
Yeah, I feel like he was, I don't know if he was a lame character to begin with or what. Honestly, I've never read a Captain. Well, I did enjoy him in Generation Lost, but other than that, I feel like the only way they could make him interesting was to make him into Dr. Manhattan.
And that's a problem.
And and Freddy's art, it's really loose compared to what I have been loving from him. So I'm kind of torn on it.
Well, I feel like he felt he needed something that, I guess, flowed a little bit easier. Since it's Captain Atom and he's all about atomic energy.
Yeah, yeah, I understand that, and yeah. That's cool for the concept, but for me, it's not making me love the book enough just to pick it up on Freddy's art alone.
Right. I gotcha. Did you, you know, we sort of like flew by it, Green Arrow, what about it?
Meh.
Yeah.
No thanks.
I agree. If I want to watch Smallville, I'll get the DVDs.
I'll tell you what about Captain Atom. After I read those, it made me want to go back and read the old Ditko Captain Atoms because they were so good. Mm-hmm. It's just like it was lacking that human connection to me. A good story. It just wasn't a good story.
Well, and that's weird because like you would think that would be the first thing that they try to do is connect you to the human aspect of Captain Atom because it's an issue one. You're supposed to like the character. You're supposed to get all aspects of the character. And if you're only getting the Atom part and not the guy named Atom, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Nightwing.
Nightwing. I'll stick with it. I'll stick with it. It kind of felt like they were doing their absolute best to remind us about the good issues of Nightwing that Tomasi wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it had a very similar feel to that. I don't quite like the whole, yeah, hey, I was Batman, but I'm not anymore. All right. that they sort of had at the beginning of the issue because, you know, it seemed like he was actually really enjoying his time as Batman, and then he's like, man, I'm so glad I don't have to wear the cowl anymore. which, you know, felt a little forced, but whatever. I mean, the story was good enough. I've read a story involving the return of the circus like 5 times in Nightwing. So this wasn't like reinventing the wheel or anything, but it was good. It was decent enough storytelling. What'd you think?
I'm enjoying it. It's about all I can say. I'm, you know, no love, no hate, but I'll stick with it. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, it's a steady book. Art was good.
Resurrection Man, really, yeah, I'm sorry.
Really?
I wasn't feeling it.
Ah, that sucks. That sucks.
I like the art, but I'm not feeling the concept.
Yeah, see, that was close to top at a stack for me.
Really?
Yeah. I had always been interested in the character of Resurrection Man. I haven't read much of the original stuff, other than outside of the DC 1 Million.
Mm-hmm.
But I really grabbed... I was grabbed the whole of this. I was interested enough to really like it. But, you know, I guess maybe I just wanted another Vertigo book.
Cool.
Yeah. What else we got? Anything else?
Static Shock and Swamp Thing.
Static Shock, I miss Dakota a lot. I feel like moving him out of Dakota is sort of a big mistake. But then again, they seem to be moving most of the characters out of the fictional cities. Which is, you know, weird, but okay. It doesn't really ground him anymore to have him be in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever. I might pick it up and trade. You?
Yeah, it's... I don't think I'm going to stick with it. I read up to issue 3, and it's pretty standard stuff. I'd rather support Blue Beetle.
Okay. Yeah. They are very...
That's my young hero book.
Yeah, it's very, very similar... I mean, I wouldn't quite say similar concepts, but similar feels between the two.
Yeah.
You know, like both of them young heroes trying to start out. So I'd much rather go with Blue Beetle than Static at this point. I mean, you know, R.I.P. Dwayne McDuffie, but this is, I can't just buy a book on nostalgia factor alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. David, did you get a chance to flip through Static at all?
I did. I can't remember it though.
Okay. Well, that's
it was that good.
That says how well that went. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
What were you going to say, Brent?
I think the last ones we have are Aquaman, Batgirl, and Batman and Robin.
Okay. Aquaman, awesome.
Yes.
You know, the fact that they're making fun of themselves actually kind of works for me.
I did like Aquaman.
Yeah. It's like the fact that there are people pointing out how lame he is, and you just see that stare in his eye, like, yeah, go ahead, keep talking. I'll save you from whatever monster comes next, but you are not getting a holiday card from me anymore.
Yeah, you know, what is up with, I think somebody posted this on CBR or something, what is up with all the killing? It's like Aquaman, Superman, they just plow through people now.
Well, if they're not humans, I don't really care if they kill them.
Yeah, it just doesn't matter. All right.
I'm kind of there with Brent. You know, as long as it's like an alien or a monster or whatever, I'm perfectly fine with death.
It's kind of like a kid's cartoon, you know, in Clone Wars and stuff. They're clones, they're aliens. It doesn't matter what the hell they do to them. But if it's like a real character, they don't touch them.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, or, well, there was some cartoon that was like they were killing bugs or something. And they would cut their arms off or cut their heads off or some alien or something like that.
Superman did that to the parademons, too.
Right, right. But there's some kids' cartoon I'm trying to think of, but it doesn't matter. But, you know, because they weren't human, it was no holds barred on the bugs and aliens killing and maiming and, you know, all out gore. I'm kind of the same opinion.
Yeah, same here. You know, if they don't look like a human, then that's fine. After all, that's what Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles did. I mean, that's they made the foot soldiers robots so that they can kill them.
Mm-hmm.
You were primed to be Earth's ambassador to space.
Thank you. I take that honor with pride and privilege.
Well, when space has an economic interest in Earth, then that'll be a different story.
So, Ian, how'd it go out there? I killed everyone.
They were in my way.
Yeah. Well, what did they do? They just didn't really look like us.
There's a whole universe out there. Who cares?
It's the American way. I mean, really. Come on. you dig Aquaman, Brent?
Yes, I'm digging it. Good. I do think the Brightest Day stuff helps a lot, though. Mm-hmm. Like, if we were just coming in cold with Aquaman number one without him being resurrected and, you know, us have like a year of kind of a story with him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would be liking it so much, but he definitely had a little bit of help from that for me.
It's impossible for me to dislike Yvonne Hazard.
Yes, it is. So, come on, Dave. You got to agree with that.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. I love it. I mean, he's probably like my number one artist at DC right now.
It's almost like he's like looking at that versus Blackest Night.
Mm-hmm.
It stepped up.
Yeah.
Like it's different, but in an almost better way. I feel like it's, you know, he's getting better and better.
Is he inking himself here?
Say inking.
I think Joe Prado is inking him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
His longtime collaborator.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I was curious. I'd forgotten the wine offhand, but because I do agree that it looked like a little bit different, but more polished. Like in a good way. Yeah. Well, that's kind of the exact same comment I would make about Francis Manapul's art. Is that like it just keeps getting better and better?
Oh well, he's let loose.
Oh my God, yes. Mm-hmm. Batgirl.
Digging it.
Thank you.
I'm digging it. My only question was about why does she remember getting shot by the Joker?
Because it happened.
Because it happened.
okay.
There, I answer your question. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for shopping.
No, they say in the issue that that she was crippled for about, what'd she say, about 3 years?
I don't remember that.
I was crippled for 3 beers last night.
But it definitely, she said that there was a period of time where she could not move her legs and she got feeling back. We don't know how yet. We don't know exactly what happened, but.
Called it a miracle.
Yeah. She was crippled and then she got feeling back. This does actually happen in real life. So, you know, this happening isn't that much of a, like, a shock or whatever. But I also wouldn't be surprised if it was, you know, someone in the DCU helping her out, what should have happened 10 years ago. Because, I mean, I like the character of Oracle, but for Christ's sake, you're living in a DC universe where nanites are everywhere. You're telling me that you couldn't have repaired her spine? Yeah, but no, I like this issue a lot, and I especially enjoyed using the wheelchair van to hide her motorcycle.
Yes, that's very neat.
Yeah.
Now, Batman had his back broke by Bane. Mm-hmm. So all these years he couldn't help her out?
Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. But it's actually the main difference is Batman's break was actually a clean break. It was a healable, repairable break, while Barbara actually had nerve damage and, you know, there were severed connections going on with her spinal issue. So, I mean, because you can recover from a clean break of the spine. as long as nothing else has been damaged.
She couldn't just dip her toe in Ra's al Ghul's liquid?
But
look what happened to Jason Todd. He went batshit nuts.
Exactly. And we already have one member of the Bat family who's batshit nuts. We don't need another one.
Mm.
Yeah. But and the art on this, yet again, I'll say, was superb. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a really good continuation of Batman Inc. Or at least Batman and Robin, because that's... It just felt like another issue of Batman and Robin. Not that that's a bad thing, but it was the next issue of Batman and Robin.
Yeah, it's
who's Batman in that issue?
In this issue,
Bruce. Bruce is the only Batman now.
Yes.
Okay. They don't show the transition of him becoming Batman again, though, do they?
They do not. We might very well see that transition when the next issue of Grant Morrison's Batman Inc. comes out.
We had that already. It was called the Road Home, and it was terrible.
Oh, God.
or better yet, Bruce Wayne, Return of Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, no.
It was terrible as well.
None of those things count. Not anymore. But no, the combination of those three issues of Batman Inc. that didn't come out are supposed to explain something, I think. But if not, then we're just to believe that, you know, Dick stepped down and, you know, because of that happening, Bruce stepped in to, you know, actually raise his child. You know, as opposed to letting somebody else do it. But yeah, it was a decent issue. I just, you know, the fact that they're already killing off members of Batman Inc. doesn't really make me happy, but these are all people that we haven't seen yet. So, it could work out.
Mm.
Agree? Mm. Agree, disagree?
I didn't read it, so.
Okay. Brent?
Well, it's steady. It's the best thing I can say about it.
Really? So it's a steady date? You take it to the mall?
I like Patrick Gleason and I like Tomasi, but they're not, you know, there are better bad books on the stands out for me, namely Batman and Detective. So
yeah, no, I'll agree with that. Yeah, I mean, mind you, I haven't read Detective, so I will take your word for it. But for now, Batman is definitely number one on my list when it comes to bad books, and then probably number two would be Batgirl and then Nightwing,
because
I'm not reading Finch's Dark Knight, and not even if someone would force it upon me, because I kind of like books when they come out regularly.
It's got a lot of lines, though.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. All right. Well, I gotta go. I got a movie to make. Well, as in, you know, go see, not make, because I don't have talent. let's pimp your shit, Dave. Well, let everybody know what you got.
Oh, God, we got War of the Independence number 2 coming out this December.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually pitching something up to DC right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Cool. Creeper.
Oh, awesome. I
would love another Creeper.
Yeah, no, I would love another Creeper, too. I just really am surprised that you're not bringing back Brother the Geek.
Yeah, he's guest starring in it.
Oh, okay.
I will send you the piece when I'm finished. I'll show you.
Cool. Awesome. And War of the Independence can be found at?
Facebook. That's about it right now. It'll be out probably late December, number 2. It's being colored right now by Wilson. And I just got to get over to Diamond. So.
Cool.
They did a pretty good job. The printers I used, Transcontinental guys up in Canada, they did a fantastic job printing it up.
Sweet. Awesome. Yep. Number 2, but it ain't shit.
Number 2. You see the covers for number 3?
Shoot them over to me. I don't believe I have yet.
It's Todd Nook and Chris Giarrusso.
Oh, kick ass. Nice.
Yeah, Chris did a fantastic job. They're all, you know, G-Men kind of characters on the back cover. It's got the Tick and everybody in the back.
Very George, nice.
Yeah. And number 4, we got Rick Parker already did one cover. It's all the cartoony guys, Bone, mm-hmm. Cerebus, all those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Rick did one cover, Rick Parker, of Beavis and Butthead, Rick Parker, and... Don Simpson's doing the other side. He's doing a Megaton Man fighting the Tick.
Fantastic. So if you want to see every character that hasn't been a Marvel or DC character, read War of the Independence.
Yeah. And Captain Atom's in there. I mean, Atomic is in there, too.
Nice. And Cassina, perhaps the next time we speak, you will be back on these shores.
Very, very perhaps.
Yeah. Dave, welcome back anytime, man.
All right, we could do this from the Pokemon room still, if you'd like.
Oh, dear God. Well, the email address for Comic Timing is comictiming@gmail.com. You can check us out over at comictiming.net or on Facebook at facebook.com/comictiming. We are proud members of the Comics Podcast Network over at comicspodcast.com and the League of Comic Book Podcasts over at comicbooknoise.com/league. Check us out on the comic forums at thecomicforums.com. And that's about it. So for Brent and for Dave, I'm Ian Levesey, reminding everybody out there that there's always time for comics, and I hope your turkey day went swimmingly.